What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
It's just not me. It's not about Rick Tocchet. It's about everybody. I know what I got to do to keep this ball going, and there's a lot of tools here to work with.
Picking third will be the Philadelphia 76ers.
For the first time in 25 years, the Eagles will play the Cowboys in Week 1. The Eagles get to host this game as defending Super Bowl champs.
The Week in Philly continues, and on the sports front, this was a big week for the Philly teams that aren't playing games right now. And let's dig into this with KYW's Dave Uram. And Dave, let's start with the Flyers. In a truly stunning turn of events, the Flyers have hired a former Flyers player to a key role, bringing Rick Tocchet back. He is the new head coach, and Dave, he's got a lot of work ahead of him.
Well, the Flyers are on a rebuild, Matt, a rather long rebuild, and Tocchet's going to have to be rather committed to that and in lockstep with management as they go through this process of getting better. And he'll have to develop a lot of young players that are currently here, Matvei Michkov, Bobby Brink, Tyson Forster, to name a few, and young players that are on the way with some of their prospects, as well as the players that they're going to end up drafting.
We know it's not going to be easy. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's my job to develop these players to make sure that they maximize their talent.
While it's a pretty cool story that Rick Tocchet's coming back to be the 25th head coach in Flyers history, a real full circle kind of thing, as you're seeing in a lot of different places, because he was a player here for two different stints. You're right. He has a lot of work to do on a rebuilding team that has missed the postseason for five consecutive years, which ties a franchise worst. They missed it five consecutive years in the early 90s. They could very well make it a franchise record 6 years in a row this upcoming season.
And there is no franchise in the world that loves reaching into its own past like the Flyers.
Sure. So when you said in a stunning move, I wasn't sure if you said that in a joking kind of way or in a serious kind of way. Because, yes, they do dip into the old well a lot.
Now let's talk NBA lottery. It was Monday, and the 76ers, after a truly disastrous season, ended up with the third overall pick. And this was big because the worst case scenario here had them losing the pick if it fell out of the top six. So being able to keep it, get up to three, it's a rare ray of sunshine in what has been a very stormy organization lately.
You could argue that it was the most positive point of their dismal season.
As far as the number three pick, do you think they use it or is it part of a trade somewhere?
I think anything's possible. I would say this. I'd say the safe thing to do is to make the pick, because they need to get younger. They need younger talent. They need to draft players that end up working out. I think the reason that the Sixers, a big reason that they have not won a championship in now 42 years since 1983 is because they haven't drafted well in that time span. Since the Sixers won the 1983 NBA championship, they've drafted arguably only six guys who were good picks. Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson, Andre Iguodala, Drew Holiday, who they ended up trading away eventually, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey. Six guys who ended up, you know, Ben Simmons was good in the beginning, but it didn't end up working out. Six guys who were good picks, and maybe Jared McCain turns into a good pick. So my point is that they haven't drafted well over four decades. So it's probably the safest thing to make the pick and make a good pick.
No love for Kenny Payne or Christian Velp, huh?
No, sorry.
Now let's move on to the NFL schedule. It was released Wednesday, and it is amazing how much attention this gets when you talk about a meeting that could be an email. This is coverage. It could be a press release. But the Eagles, with a ton of marquee and primetime matchups, as you would expect as the defending Super Bowl champs, which games jump out to you?
Well, the schedule, to put it mildly, and maybe this is dramatic, but the schedule's brutal. It's a brutal schedule. I mean, it's not just a first-place schedule. It's a hard first-place schedule. The matchups that stand out to me, opening night kickoff Thursday, September 4th against the Cowboys at the Link, presumably banner night for the Eagles. It's historic. They haven't opened up against the Cowboys in 25 years when they did so in the Pickle Juice game at Texas Stadium, and they haven't hosted the Cowboys in Week 1 since 1970 at Franklin Field. So that stands out to me as far as getting the season off on a good note against a division rival, an NFC East game, right? Early NFC East game, it's important. That's a big game. The following week, Sunday, September 14th, Week 2, rematch of Super Bowl 59 at Kansas City. Week 3, Sunday, September 21st, against the Rams at the Link. The Rams were a drive away from knocking the Eagles out and Super Bowl 59 title never happening. Later on in the season, I think a matchup that should be looked at is at the Vikings. The Vikings were really good last year. They play the Giants and the Commanders both 2 out of 3 weeks. The Giants 2 out of 3 weeks in October and the Commanders 2 out of 3 weeks to close the season. Those close matchups against division opponents, always a tough thing. They host the Lions, who they didn't end up facing last year in the playoffs, but they host the Lions Sunday, November 16th. Obviously, the Lions are a talented team. And then, you know what? Last season, something that stood out to me was the amount of home games that were towards the end of this regular season schedule. And I said, if the Eagles are able to get off to a good start and have a good record going into those home games late in the season in December, that could bode really well for them. And it did. You look at December this year. 3 out of the 4 games in December are on the road. You got to fly cross country to the Chargers. They were a playoff team last year. That's a tough game. You got to go to Washington. They obviously are a good team. And then you have to go to Buffalo, who's also a really good team, and what could be one of their final games in that stadium, because they're going to get a new stadium eventually. December is hard. 3 out of 4 on the road. That's tough.
I'm of the school that just because something looks hard in May doesn't mean it's hard in November, because the NFL, more than any other league, is a year-to-year, week-to-week, and injuries have such an outsized impact on the makeup of a team. I agree with you now. You look at this and you're like, oh my God, I understand the fun and looking at it now, but in my opinion, it changes so much week to week in the NFL.
That's a great point. And that's the beauty of the NFL. Every year is different, and there's tremendous parity. And the team that finishes third worst in the NFL one year could be one of the better teams the next season. So you just don't know. But right now, in May, on paper, this is a hard-looking schedule.
All right, thank you, Dave. KYW's Dave Uram joining us. We have more to get to on the Week in Philly. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.